弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we come before you to praise you and thank you.
感谢你过去一周对每个家庭、每个弟兄姐妹的带领。
Thank you for your leading of each family and each brothers and sisters.
感谢你赐给我们丰丰富富的供应。
We thank you for giving us abundantly the supplies.
主，我们今天也为我们过去一周，我们每个人、每个你的儿女，若在主你的身上或者别人的身上有得罪、有犯罪，主就求主你赦免我们。
So we ask you to forgive us, each one of us, if we have sinned against you.
求主你赐我们每个人一颗认罪悔改的心。
So you give us a true heart.Of repenting.
主，我们今天也把我们中间有软弱的肢体恭敬仰望在主你的手中。
We also present all our needs into thy hands.
主，就求主你赐他们力量，赐他们安慰。
May you give them the strength and the comfort.
让我们靠在你的恩典来克服所有我们生命中的一切的苦难。
So they may overcome all the difficulties by your grace.
主，我也求主你带领我们今天。的敬拜，一起的祷告，一起的听到。
We also thank you for our worship together.
主，只有你引导我们，我们才能够明白，我们才能知道如何来把他们应用到我们的实际生活中去。
Only by your leading and teaching, we can understand your words.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们都听说过一句成语叫颠倒黑白。
So we all have heard a proverb. It's just that we change black into white.
那么它的基本的意思就是说，把黑的说成白的，把白的说成黑的。
So what it means is to speak white about black and turn black into white.
那么它是形容为了达到一个有邪恶的目的而故意歪曲事实、混淆是非的一种行为。
So this is an action that you want to fulfill your purpose by changing the meanings of the words.
那么其实呢，这个成语呢是来自于我们中国的一个典故。
This came from one of the old stories in China.
那么他是说，战国的时期呢，我们知道著名的诗人屈原，他深得楚怀王的信赖。
So during the ancient times, during the many warlords, there was a person by the name 屈原.
他主张对内改革，对外联合齐国，想击败秦国.
So he wanted to unite with one country and fight against another warlord.
但是这引起那些贵族阶层的不满。
Because of this, for the royalties, they were unhappy with it.
所以他们就颠倒黑白，恶意重伤和诬陷屈原。
So they tried to change the facts and to make Qu Yuan look bad.
那么使得屈原呢被流放。
So Qu Yuan was exiled.
那么屈原报国无门，最后呢投江而死。
He eventually committed suicide by jumping into the river.
那么有人说屈原呢，他是愿意牺牲自己的生命，而是他热爱他的同胞，而又无力拯救的一个悲剧的结果。
Someone thinks because he loved his people, but he couldn't save the country, and that's what happened to him.
他虽然是牺牲了他自己的生命
，even though he presented his life.
然而他却不能为任何人担当任何他们所承受的苦难或者。
But he could not take any of the sufferings of his fellow countrymen.
所以更谈不上他能拯救他们。
So he cannot save them.
那么今天的信息我们会看到我们的主耶稣基督。
Today, through the passage, we can see our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他也是因为爱我们这些罪人而愿意牺牲他自己的生命。
He's willing to sacrifice his life because of his love for us.
然而主耶稣他不仅仅愿意为我们献上他的生命，他也能够拯救我们的生命。
Not only Jesus can present his life for us, he can also save our lives.
那么他也为信他之人的罪而愿意宁可在担当在十字架上所承受的痛苦。
So he's willing to endure all the suffering on the cross for the sin of us.
还有一切来自于人给他的羞辱。
And he can endure all the shame that happened to him.
那我们想从三个方面来跟大家来分享。
So I'm going to share with you this passage from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是圣洁的王任凭罪人自问。
So the first, the holy king gave up the sinners in interrogating him.
那么这在第一节到第五节。
The verse 1-5.
那第二点呢，就是瞎眼的罪人宁愿舍弃救主，却接受强盗。这是第一。
So the second is the blind sinners rejected the Savior, but accept a robber.
那么这是第六节到第十一节。
That's verse 6-11.
那么最后我们会看到圣洁的王被判钉十字架。
So the third is the holy king was sentenced to crucifixion.
我们先来看第一节，圣洁的王任凭罪人的自问。
So the first, the holy king giving up for the sinner's interrogation.
那么在一到五节，我们先看第一节。
Let's see verse 1.
到早晨，祭司和长老文士、全公会的人大家商议，就把耶稣捆绑剪去，交给比拉多。
Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
那么从上一次的信息我们看知道呢，主耶稣在客西马尼园被犹大带领的人捉拿的时候已经是星期四的深夜了。
From the last message, we see that Jesus was betrayed and taken by the priests. It was late Thursday night.
那么他先是被带到大祭司家里，被犹太的公会连夜非法的审讯。
So he was first taken to the home of the high priest and was interrogated by the Sanhedrin illegally.
那么在那里呢，主耶稣明确地告诉他们，他自己就是神的儿子，就是基督。
At that time, Jesus clearly told them that he is the Son of God. He is the Christ.
而大祭司呢，认为呢，耶稣这是在亵渎神。
But the high priest thought it was a blasphemy.
所以就判了他死刑。
So they sentenced him to death.
那么现在呢，他们又迫不及待地把主耶稣呢，一早就带到了巡抚比拉多那里。
So now they can hardly wait. At the very early morning, they took him to Pilate.
那么他们这样做呢，主要是有两个原因。
There are for two reasons.
那么一个是因为他们想在逾越节之前尽快的秘密的把主耶稣杀害。
So they want to secretly kill Jesus right before Passover.
因为在逾越节之后会有很多人在这里聚集，他们恐怕生乱。
Because during the Passover, there are many people will be crowded and they may have a riot.
那么第二点的是因为是罗马的殖民，在罗马的殖民统治下呢，只有罗马巡抚才有判处这个人死刑的这个权利。
So the second reason is only the Roman governor have the right to sentence people to death.
所以这里我们也看到他们是把主耶稣呢捆绑着来。
So we see that Jesus was bounded.
其实主耶稣不必要他们这样的捆绑，他自己会跟他们来。
Actually, it was not needed because Jesus would willingly go with them.
因为我们知道他们捉拿主耶稣的时候，主耶稣没有任何的反抗。
Because Jesus did not resist when they tried to capture him.
他们之所以这样做，乃是为了向比拉多显示，这是一个犯了大罪的一个威胁的人物。
So the only reason they did this because they want to show Pilate that Jesus has committed a great crime.
让比拉多知道这是一个该判死刑的人。
So they want Pilate to know he should be sentenced to death.
那么当我们在这里看到说主耶稣被交给比拉多时。
Here we see that he was turned over to Pilate.
那么这句话说被交给，那么我们其实在前面的经文中介绍过很多的词。
So to be turned over, it has been talked many times previously.
那么我们还记得不？不记得？主耶稣在马可福音九章三十一节对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。”
So in Mark 9:31 it says, "For he was teaching his disciples."Says the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of man, and they will kill him.
那么在马可福音的十章三十三节，主耶稣又说：“看哪、啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，要交给外邦人。”
So in Mark 10:33 it says, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man."Will be delivered over to the chief priest and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles.
而在马可福音的八章三十一节，主耶稣也告诉过门徒，他说：“人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。”
So in Mark 8:31, Jesus also said to the teach them that.The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes.
所有主耶稣的这些预言，还有我们现在看到在他身上发生的一切的事情，我们知道这是神圣的必然。
So we see all the things that's been prophesied, all the things that happened, we know those are things are destined to happen.
这一切事，一切预言的应验。都是在见证主耶稣他自己在马可福音十章四十五节所说的。
So all these things is to fulfill what Jesus have said in Mark 10:45.
他说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
So Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve."And to give his life as a ransom for many.
那么这里的比拉多，我们知道他是他从公元二十六年到公元三十七年，在犹大做巡抚十一年。
We know that Pilate was there to be the governor of Judah between A.D. 26 and 36.
那么我们再看下面告诉我们的第二节到第五节。那么在这儿说，比拉多问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说的是。”祭司长告他许多的事。比拉多又问他说：“看，他们告你这么多的事，你什么都不回答吗？”耶稣仍不回答，以致比拉多觉得稀奇。
So from verse 2 to 5, "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate.You have said so, Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed.
那么这些犹太人并不是说把主耶稣交给比拉多，他们就什么也没说就走了。
You know, those Jewish people who brought Jesus to Pilate, they didn't just leave.
而是这里说祭司长告他许多的事。
Here it says that the priest has accused Jesus of many things.
但是至于他告他们什么，在马可福音中没有明确的交代。
In Mark, it didn't clearly say what he was accused of.
而在其他的这些对观的福音中，比方路加福音23:2，他给了我们一些细节。
So in Luke 23 have some details.
那么路加福音23:2，他说，他们就告他说，我们借这人诱惑国民，禁止纳税给凯撒，并说自己是基督，是王。
And in Luke 23:2.And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give a tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king."
那么这里我们看到他们对主耶稣的控告，除了说他自己说自己是基督，这是事实外，其他都是这个撒谎的指控。
So here we can see only they accuse Jesus to claim to be Christ, that is true. All the rest are false.
那么他们这样说是为了让比拉多觉得主耶稣的存在对罗马帝国在犹太地区的统治是一个极大的威胁。
So the reason they said this, they want the Romans to feel Jesus is a big threat to them.
那么他们诬告他说他或这个蛊惑国民，禁止说给凯撒纳税。
And he says that he's going to stir up the people against the Romans and forbidding them to give tax.
所以他就是为了让比拉多觉得这是一个想颠覆政府的人。
So he wants Pilate to believe he is the one who is going to overthrow the Roman government.
那么如果按我们这在中国的法律，就会给他判一个颠覆政府罪。
So according to the Chinese law, this would be a kind of a betrayal of the country.
那么其实主耶稣并没有这样说。
But Jesus didn't say that.
那么他在马可福音十二章的十七节，他说的是。凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
So he has said, "What belongs to Caesar, give to Caesar. What belongs to God, give to God."
所以他们诬告主耶稣说自己是王。
Now he didn't tell them that he is king.
其实主耶稣只是在他们面前承认他自己是基督。
Jesus only acknowledged before them that he is the Christ.
从中我们可以看到这些犹太领袖他们邪恶的这个心。
So here we can see clearly the evil hearts of those Jewish leaders.
正因为如此，比拉多才问主耶稣。
Just because of this, that's why Pilate asked Jesus.
说你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
主耶稣我们这里看到并没有直接回答是或者不是。
Here, Jesus didn't directly answer yes or no.
而是说你说的是。
And only said, you have said so.
那么他是在告诉比拉多他确实是一个王。
He's telling Pilate that he is clearly a king.
但是呢他不是他们以为的那种的犹太人的王。
He's not the kind of king of the Jews as they think he is.
将要带领这些犹太人进行革命，来推翻罗马帝国的统治。
He is not to lead the Jews to revolt against the Roman.
然而，主耶稣其实早就告诉过他们，在这个约翰福音十八章三十六节，他说：“我的国不属这个世界，我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属于这个世界。”
So Jesus in John 18:36 has said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world."
所以主耶稣其实告诉他们，他来这儿并不是来威胁他们在这些在世上的统治者。
So Jesus is telling them they do not to fear. He is not a threat for them.
他是要让这些信他的人来进入他的国。
He wants those who believe in him to enter his kingdom.
那么对所有的其他的指控，主耶稣一言都不发。
So Jesus did not answer any of the other accusations.
那么这让比拉多这儿说就觉得稀奇。
That's why Pilate was amazed.
那么这既是因为比拉多从来没有见过这样一个被定死罪的人能够这样平和的跟他进行这样的交谈。
So Pilate never thought that a person who was going to be sentenced to death can calmly discuss with him.
那么这也是见证旧约圣经的预言。
This also fulfilled the prophecy of Old Testament.
那么在诗篇一百一十八篇二十二到二十三节里面，我们看到他说：“匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华做的，在人们眼中看为稀奇。”
In Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
那么这里面给我们预言，那么主耶稣他要被犹太人弃绝，却会要成为教会的一头块的石头，那么又要被世人看为稀奇。
So here is a prophesying that Jesus would be rejected by the Jews, but he become the first cornerstone of the church, and in the people's eyes, it would be marvelous.
他虽然是一个圣洁无罪的王，
even though he is a holy, sinless king,
却在被罪人质问时默然无声。
But he did not respond when he was being accused.
不管是那些想要杀害主耶稣的犹太人，还是那些像比拉多这样的外邦人，
whether those Jews who want to kill him, nor those Romans like a Pilate,
其实这些人他们都是瞎眼的罪人。
Actually, they were all blind sinners.
那么接下来的经文我们会看到，他们宁愿舍弃他们的救主，而且愿意接受一位强盗。
So from the following verses, we can see they rather forsake their own savior and accept a robber.
那么这就是我们的第二点，就是从第六节到第十一节，瞎眼的罪人舍弃救主，却接受强盗。
So this is the second point that says the blind sinners rejected the savior and accept a robber.
那么第六节这里面告诉我们说，每逢这节期巡抚遭众人所求的，释放一个囚犯给他们。有一个人名叫巴拉巴，和作乱的人一同捆绑。他们作乱的时候曾杀过人。众人上去求巡抚照常例给他们办。比拉多说，你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？他也晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来，只是祭司长挑唆众人，宁可释放巴拉巴给他们。
So from verse 6, now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed the murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Asked Pilate. Knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him.
那么犹太人控告主耶稣，他们是用说他说过他是犹太人的王。
Because they accused Jesus saying that he is the king of the Jews.
其实主耶稣从来没有讲过他是犹太人或者以色列人的王。
But Jesus never said that he is the king of the Jews or of Israel.
然而这些犹太人这样诬告他，是因为他们根据其他犹太人对他的判断和旧约的预言，他们做出的一个逻辑的判断。
So the only reason the Jews made such an accusation is because from what they learned from the Bible, the Old Testament, they thought it would be the accusation.
那么在马可福音的十章三十七节，主耶稣请求门徒说，主耶稣的门徒请求他说，赐我们在你荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
So, what was that? Mark 10?
Mark 10, 30.
So, in Mark 10, Jesus, the disciples asked one to be set on his right hand, and one to be set on his left hand.
那么在马可福音的十一章十节，当主耶稣骑驴进入圣城耶路撒冷之后，前呼后拥的人这样都高呼。
So in the other places in Mark, when Jesus rode a colt entering into Jerusalem, all the people rejoiced and shouted.
那么他们高呼说，那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何撒那。
So it's Hosanna is the one who's coming in the name of the Lord.
那么在先知书这个撒迦利亚书里面九章九节也告诉我们，说他说西安的民哪，应当大大的喜乐，耶路撒冷的民哪，应当欢呼，看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
In Zechariah 9:9 it says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout out loud, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on the donkey on the colt, the foal of a donkey.
那么虽然这些犹太的领袖通过他们理性的判断，那么可以判断出这位拿撒勒人耶稣就是犹太人盼望的王。
So from their judgment, this Jesus of Nazareth, it is the king of the Jews.
就是来拯救他们的王。
He is the king who come to save them.
但是他们的内心不愿意接受。
But they do not want to accept him.
还要不但不接受，还要定他死罪。
Not only they do not want to accept him, they also want to condemn him to death.
那么其实这正说明，就像圣经中说，这就是说，他们知道他是弥赛亚，知道他是基督，然而呢，他们就因为他们所做的被定罪了。
So this it tells us they knew he was the Messiah, they knew he was the Christ, but they still want to condemn him.
那么比拉多知道犹太公会。把主耶稣判死刑，主要是因为他说自己是基督，是神的儿子。
Pilate knew the Sanhedrin condemned Jesus to death because he said he's the Christ, he's the Son of God.
因为在他们的眼中，主耶稣只是一个人。
Because in their eyes, Jesus is only a human.
如果一个人自称为是神，那么这就是亵渎神。
So if a man claimed to be God, that's a blasphemy.
所以呢，他们认为这些犹太领袖，所以这些犹太领袖呢，想杀主耶稣基督的根本原因，比拉多知道，他们是因为嫉妒的原因。
So Pilate knew the only reason they want to kill Jesus because of jealousy.
因为他们不能容忍一个普通的人声称自己是神。
Because they cannot allow a common man to claim to be God.
那么根据当时他们犹太人的习俗，每年在逾越节的时候呢，他们就要求巡抚给他们释放一个囚犯。
So according to their custom, during the Passover, they can ask the governor to release one prisoner.
那么通过刚才我们读的这几节经文，我们知道，根据当时，那么这个比拉多当时呢，其实想利用这个机会来释放主耶稣。
We knew that.Pilate wanted to use the time to release Jesus.
但是当他征求这些犹太人的意见的时候，他们却挑唆众人，要求释放一个杀过人的囚犯巴拉巴。
So, because when they asked, the people said they would rather have a robber who is an insurrectionist. The name is Barabbas.
那么在约翰福音记录这段。这个世界的时候，在约翰福音十八章的四十节后边，他说这个巴拉巴是一个强盗。
In the book of John, somewhere it says that this Barabbas was a robber.
所以呢，这些瞎眼的罪人宁愿舍弃独一的救主，而且愿意接受一位杀人的强盗。
So they rather forsake the Savior and accept the robber.
我们看到比拉多，我们下面看一下比拉多他的反应，也就是我们后面的最后一点。
So now the last point is the response of Pilate.
那么就是说，圣洁的王被判定了十字架。
The holy king was sentenced to crucifixion.
我们先看十二节到十四节。比拉多又说：“怎么那怎么样？你们所称的犹太人的王，我怎么办他呢？”他们又喊着说：“把他钉十字架。”比拉多说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”他们极力地喊着说：“把他钉十字架。”
Verse 12. What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him, they shouted. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder. Crucify him.
那么这段呢，我们看到犹比拉多呢，他们问了这个犹太这些公会他们三个问题。
Here we see Pilate ask the Sanhedrin three questions.
那么我们可以看到，他还在争取释放主耶稣。
He's still trying to release Jesus.
他也知道最终释放主耶稣还是释放巴拉巴，都在由他自己来决定。
But he also knows it's up to him which one to release.
所以他又问他们说，那么样，你们所称的犹太人的王，我怎么办呢？
So he again he asked them, then what do I do with the one you call the King of Jews?
那么这些犹太人喊着说把他钉十字架。
So they shouted, crucify him.
那么他最后两个问题向他们表明他找不到从任何理由来定主耶稣的死罪。
So from the last, he knows they have found all the reason to condemn Jesus.
所以问他们为什么呢？他做什么恶事了呢？
He said, why? What crime has he committed?
那么比拉多呢，在从路加福音我们可以看到一些更多的细节，比方路加福音23章14节后半部分，他告诉这些犹太人，他说看哪，我也曾将你们告他的事在你们面前审问他，并没有查出他有什么罪来。
So in Luke 23:14 it says, Behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your chargesAgainst him.
然而这些被犹太人蛊惑的这些人群极力地喊着说钉他十字架。
But all those Jews, they shout all the louder, crucify him.
那么这里我们看到比拉多不但找不到任何的证据来定主耶稣死罪。
Here we can see Pilate could find any evidence to condemn Jesus.
他找不到任何的证据定他任何的罪。
He cannot find any evidence to condemn any of the crime.
然而这些犹太人呢，我们看到却，他们是不管怎么样，他们就要除灭主耶稣。
But we can see for those Jews, no matter what, they want to condemn Jesus.
而且要把他钉十字架。
And crucify him.
那么我们看15节，比拉多要叫众人喜悦，就释放巴拉巴给他们，将耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
So verse 15, wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus scourged and handed him over to be crucified.
其实呢，不管犹太人说什么讲什么，比拉多他是有权利释放主耶稣，还是释放一个这个强盗。
It doesn't matter what the Jewish people say. Pilate has the right.To release whoever he wants to.
然而这里我们看到他为了讨好这些犹太人，把明知无辜无罪的主耶稣判了死罪。
So he wanted to satisfy the Jews, therefore he condemned the innocent Jesus.
而鞭打并且把他鞭打了，交给人去钉十字架。
And scourged him and handed him over to crucify.
却把那位强盗巴拉巴释放。
And released Barabbas.
那么比拉多呢，以为他是靠他自己的权柄来判主耶稣被钉十字架。
So Pilate think he was using his own power, authority to condemn Jesus.
他根本就没想到他这样做，他不知道这是神救赎计划的一个实现。
But he did not know this was one of the overall plan for redemption.
那么就在约翰，就像约翰福音的19节、10节后半部分，还有11节前半部分，他说：“那么主耶稣呢？这是告诉这个人们，他说：你们岂不知？告诉比拉多说：你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？”耶稣回答说：“若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。”
19章10节。Okay. In chapter 19.Jesus said, Pilate said to him, You will not speak to me. Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above.
那么今天的信息呢，其实告诉我们的是一个跌倒黑白的世界。
So today, the passage is how we turn black into white.
那么罪人在审判圣洁无罪的王。
So the sinners are judging a sinless king.
圣洁的救主被判定十字架。
So the holy king was sentenced to be crucified.
而杀人的强盗被释放。
And a robber was released.
这些事情呢，其实可能在我们的国家也是到现在也经常发生。
Such things may also happen in our country today.
就是邪恶的是到处的横行，一些公益的事情做不下去。
So we know that the world is full of evil, and there's no place for righteousness.
那么主耶稣呢，其实为我们一生无罪的来经守了律法。
Jesus has obeyed the law for all of us.
那我们本该是因我们的罪被审判。
We should be sentenced according to our sins.
而无罪的他呢，却为拯救我们，为我们违反律法的罪，情愿被钉在十字架上。
So the sinless king rather crucified himself be crucified to forgive all our sins.
那么弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到无罪的主耶稣忍受罪人的质问时，
When we see that Jesus was suffering from the interrogation,
那么他如此卑微的沉默不语，
He was quiet and did not respond to them.
然而我们都是有罪有限的人。
But we are one full of sin.
当我们听到别人对我们的对我们有意见或者责备时，
When we hear people accuse us,
我们是什么样的态度呢？
What's our attitude?
是谦卑的接受还是极力的争辩？
Do we humbly accept or do we defend ourselves?
那当我们看到犹太领袖，他们凭理性度判断着主耶稣就是基督。
So we see those Jewish leaders, they want to crucify Christ.
他们就是神的儿子。
They claim him to be the Son of God.
却因他内心的刚硬，极力拒绝他，拒绝死。
And yet, because their hardness of their heart, they rejected him.
我们是否想过，我们是否有过类似的情形？
Have we had same experiences?
当我们在读经、祷告或者听到的时候，
When we are doing our devotion and praying,
我们如果明白我们自己做的某些事情是不讨神喜悦的，
Do we know that things we did does not please God?
却还是去做吗？
But yet we still do it.
那么当我们看到无罪圣洁的主耶稣为我们的罪情愿被钉十字架，
But when we see the sinless Lord willingly to be crucified for us.
而那位本该被判死罪的巴拉巴却被释放时，
But the one was supposed to be sentenced, Barabbas was released.
我们是否想过我们的救恩是何等的宝贵？
Have we ever considered how precious is our salvation?
是主耶稣付上了他自己的生命、凌辱和十字架上的痛苦给我们换来的。
So it was exchanged by Jesus suffering the shame of the world.
我们本来就像那位囚犯巴拉巴。
We were all like Barabbas.
是父神用他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督把我们救赎。
But it's God who saved us using His only begotten Son.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you.
主，感谢你在耶稣基督给我们预备的美好的救恩。
We thank you for the perfect salvation in Christ.
主，也求主你时时刻刻提醒我们每个弟兄姐妹。
May you often remind each one of us.
让我们真的知道你救恩的宝贵。
So we know how precious the salvation is.
也让我们在传福音时传你全备圣洁的福音。
So that as we spread the gospel, we can teach the holy.Perfect gospel.
主，让更多蒙恩得救的人能够来到你的家中。
So that more people can come before you and be blessed.
主，来跟你我们众弟兄姐妹一同来服侍你。
So that we may come together to worship you.
一同来建立主你的家。
And to establish your home together.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.